is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Prosecutors in Utah announcing charges against suspect Tyler Robinson in the shooting death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray says he'll seek the death penalty.
Count one, aggravated murder, a capital offense for intentionally or knowingly causing the death of Charlie Kirk under circumstances that created a great risk of death to others.
Gray called the murder a tragedy against one of America's sacred rights to free speech, and the state is adding in other factors.
Because the defendant is believed to have targeted Charlie Kirk based on Charlie Kirk's political expression and did so knowing that children were present and would witness the homicide.
Robinson turned himself in after family members recognized images and video released by authorities. He's expected to appear remotely in court today to be formally charged. This is ABC News. YouTube introducing a new feature to users to make videos using artificial intelligence. And in addition to this tool that creates AI video with a text prompt, YouTube is rolling out a suite of new generative AI tools for its 20th birthday. Fans are mourning the death of Robert Redford.
Robert Redford got his start on Broadway with a single line in Tall Story. TV roles would follow, including a 1960 episode of Perry Mason.
And we carried her into the ladies' lounge so that she could lie.
Movie roles were next, with Redford playing opposite Paul Newman and Butch Cassidy in The Sundance Kid.
Would you make a jump like that you didn't have to?
I have to, and I'm not gonna.
Well, we got
Redford's first attempt at directing earned him an Academy Award for 1980's Ordinary People before his foray into political activism. Robert Redford died at home in Sundance, Utah at 89. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Meryl Streep, who starred with Redford in Out of Africa, said, quote, one of the lions has died. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Some Green Bay high school football players got a big treat last night when Packers quarterback Jordan Love stopped by practice. Love was at Southwest High School to launch his second annual Love for Cleats initiative. For every touchdown Love throws or runs during the Packers season, his foundation donates Nike cleats to youth sports. Last year, Love for Cleats donated more than 1,300 pairs of cleats to programs across Wisconsin. The stage is set for another season of uplifting music in Green Bay. The AVB Community Band kicked off their concert season last night at the Ishwaubenon Performing Arts Center. Formerly known as the Alloway Village Band, the volunteer concert band has gained in popularity through the years thanks to high-level performances by the 75-member group and the free admission. 44 years ago, local music teacher Bob Searing founded the band with the mission that anyone in the community should be able to come out and enjoy a quality music performance at no cost. The AVB Community Band has honored that mission and never charges admission for their monthly concerts. The concert series continues next month at the Ishwaubenon Performing Arts Center with a Mystery and Wonder concert on October 20th. Discover Green Bay is promoting a week-long celebration called 920 Week, leading up to the date 920 this coming Saturday, or 920 as in our area code. There are dozens of different events throughout the week to celebrate, including festivals, live music, and block parties. You can also find special deals at Green Bay area businesses and destinations, including $1 off admission every day at the Green Bay Botanical Garden. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers back in Madison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers home this Saturday against the Maryland Terrapins. Wisconsin now 2-1 after their loss in Alabama over the weekend. Baseball, yesterday we told you Brewers manager Pat Murphy read a letter he said was from Bob Uecker to the team after they clinched the spot in the playoffs. Turns out it was another practical joke. Murphy now clarifies he wrote the letter all along. Not Bob.
And it's just a way to honor the man, you know, and kind of put together some words that the players could resonate with, you know, things that he was about, because he's a big part of this thing. And I thought it would be a nice gesture to keep him involved. We brought the picture of him celebrating with us. And, you know, it was really about honoring him. And nobody believed in their right mind that, you know, he could produce a letter like that at this time, but his spirit is with us.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather,
Staying sunny and summery today with high temperatures spiking to the upper 80s. Calm winds and clear skies tonight. Lows slip to about 60 degrees. We climb once again tomorrow to the upper 80s. It'll be bright, beautiful, warm, and muggy. A chance of showers and storms at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. 'Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. A little saddened by the passing of a true Hollywood legend, Robert Redford. More on that ahead, including some Robert Redford movies if you've never seen before, you need to check out WGBW.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey, I see no sense.
live a lot longer if you live without me.
Remember, the C in rap is silent.
WGBW.
Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Walk close by your side. Maybe you'll see things.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, good afternoon. I didn't necessarily expect to start the show talking about Robert Redford movies, but of course he passed away earlier today at the age of 89, and just an outstanding movie career. So many like huge movies that you could name, but we were talking about some of our favorites, out in the halls here, and three that I thought, you should definitely check out if you've never seen before. The first from 1972, Jeremiah Johnson. He's a pioneer out in encountering all the hardships pioneers do, but a great one from 1972. Still one of the best baseball movies of all time from 1984, The Natural. And then one more recent, All Is Lost, from 2013. He is he's got a sailboat, and he encounters storms and bad weather and literally fights for his life. He's the only one in the movie. There's no dialogue, but is still one of the best acted, most compelling movies I've seen. All Is Lost. So if you haven't seen him yet, I recommend any of those three.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. As grace as great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey, I've changed my mind. This love is fine. And if the rest is just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a should. You're fine. So kind. Tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're trying to kill and I twiddle my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, this is great balls of fire.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, and streaming online at WGBW.FM with the Turtles.
You showed me how to do exactly what you do. How
you say in that very special way. Oh, it's true. You fell for me too. And when I tried it, I could see you fall. And I decided it's not a trip at all. You taught it to me too, exactly what you do. And now you love me too.
Spoonful local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I think the Brewers believe in magic this season. Eric here. It's certainly been a magical season, and I thought it was even more magical yesterday. The letter, Pat Murphy. Oh, man. Why'd you have to say it was from Euchre when it wasn't? Honestly, they should have kept that secret and taken it to the grave. The players bought in. All of us bought in. I was had tears in my eyes yesterday when I heard it. And it certainly sounded like something Euchre would have done. But, yeah, you shouldn't have told us it wasn't him, because that just puts a little bit of a on the whole thing. But Solid play and a long postseason berth will hopefully help us forget. Here's a local news update.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Hundreds of people packed into the Preble High School Commons area last night to share their opinions on how to keep our kids safe in school. Green Bay Police, school, and city leaders hosted a community roundtable for families to offer their input on what safety measures should be put in place in Green Bay schools. More police at schools, increased mental health resources, and a new dress code policy were some of the options discussed. The new safety protocols were prompted by the discovery of a loaded gun and ammunition in a backpack at Preble last week. Community leaders thanked those in attendance for the huge turnout and overwhelming support that's been pouring in from the community. Green Bay Schools Communications Director Lori Blakesley says more than $42,000 in donations have flooded in since the district announced a new clear bag policy last week. The school board will review all the ideas that came out of last night's meeting and make a presentation at the next school board meeting on October 13th. 140 years after it sank, searchers have found the ghost ship that went down off Door County in 1886. The Wisconsin Historical Society and the Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology Association made the announcement yesterday. After decades of scouring the bottom of Lake Michigan, searchers found the wreckage of the F. J. King, a 144-foot, three-masted cargo schooner used to transport grain and iron ore. Searchers found the wreck off Bailey's Harbor on the east shore of Lake Michigan in the northern part of Door County. Maritime experts say the ship ran into a gale off the Door Peninsula on September 15, 1886, while moving iron ore from Escanaba, Michigan to Chicago.
For news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.
Staying sunny and summery today with high temperatures spiking to the upper 80s. Calm winds and clear skies tonight. Lows slip to about 60 degrees. We climb once again tomorrow to the upper 80s. It'll be bright, beautiful, warm, and muggy. A chance of showers and storms at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man. Summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but it made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but
girl.
My life, my love, and my lady is the sea. Down
Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Always a bridesmaid and never a bride. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Hey, here's Dusty Springfield. It's wishing and hoping.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. And love him and show him that you care. Show him that you care just for him and do the things he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him, 'cause you won't get him thinking and praying, wishing.
Come apart.
the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe. Means you ain't gonna show. Ceiling
if you want me.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
So much more complicated to send messages before texting was a thing, right? Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Been keeping an eye on Saturday's weather, even though it's only Tuesday. I'll tell you why that is next.
My baby does the hanky-panky. My baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line.
Yeah.
Baby does a hanky panky. On down the line.
Yeah, you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, baby, baby, can I take you home?
I never saw her, never saw her.
You're low inside now.
Hey, my baby does a hanky panky.
that we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Like children, when we argue, fuss and fight. Hey, hey.
If you don't know,
if you don't know now,
you will never, never, never know.
You'll never, never, never know me. Hey, hey.
If you don't know,
if you don't. Our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. You know, it's only Tuesday, but I'm looking ahead to Saturday's weather because I'm going to be outdoors right on the lake. Stomping Grapes. Yeah, the Wet Whistle Wine Fest. A great event if you've never been there before. If you like to drink wine, this is the festival to go to. It's a fundraiser for the community improvement of Algoma and the Algoma Fire and Rescue. And it's at that little park right on the lake. Great music, wine tastings over at the Von Steele Winery. Admission is free Friday night, just $10 Saturday. There's live music, a couple of great bands, the celebrity stomp off. You can see me stomp grapes and come cheer me on. I'll be, representing 97.9. And then the grape stomp heats happen after that. And that's where the people get all dressed up and audience approval advances them through the rounds. But don't worry, nobody will be drinking any of the wine touched by my feet or anybody else's. Wet Whistle Wine Fest this Saturday in Algoma.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Yeah.
news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. It's Traveling Band with CCR.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel. Baggage gone. Oh, well. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Listen to the radio. Talking about the last show. Someone got excited. Had to call a state militia. Won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Wow!
And timeless hits, putting music you like back in your car, and it's free.
You with your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Hey, are you trying to prove it ain't true that your life has kicked you? It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
Painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
And timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, ABC News in the 3 o'clock hour, not the midnight hour, Wilson Pickett.
Thing. I just want to say right here. special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray announcing suspect Tyler Robinson is facing seven charges in the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. It includes aggravated murder, a capital offense.
Following the press conference, I am filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty.
ABC's Pierre Thomas says the state also detailed a mountain of evidence, including text messages from Robinson and witness interviews.
It's clear that they said that there had been changes in the past few months and weeks where he'd become more left-leaning, in their words, according to authorities today. And clearly, the relationship with the roommate, authorities, I'm told, are examining that in terms of the roommate who was transitioning from male to female, according to authorities, and his belief that Charlie Kirk, in their words, was sowing hate.
Robinson will appear virtually in court later today to face charges. This is ABC News. A United Nations report released today determining, according to international law, that Israeli leadership and Israeli forces are committing genocide in Gaza. More from ABC's James Longman.
They look at certain conditions that have to be met. They say four of the five for genocide have been met. That is, killing members of the group, inhumane conditions, preventing childbirth as well among those five conditions. And they've looked at statements from the Israeli leadership since October 7th, Benjamin Netanyahu specifically, where he's spoken about holding the whole of Gaza responsible. That is collective responsibility, which again would be a war crime.
Israel calls the report distorted, saying it doesn't include Hamas's actions of hiding in tunnels and among civilians. The first day of fall, less than a week away, but many trees already well ahead of schedule when it comes to leaves turning. Forecasters say increasing drought conditions in parts of the Northeast could lead to shorter and less vibrant foliage season. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update.